10 minutes after 10 o'clock Friday morning. The open line program, but we will get back to your phone calls in all in good time, if you don't mind. Because we got stuff to talk about. Our promotional goddess, Tina Romine, joining us in studio now. And the day draws nigh. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. The 7th annual KGGF, KUSN, KQQF annual radio auction. And we couldn't be more excited.
That's right. We got a lot of good stuff.
I see that recliner back there by the coffee machine. And I'm thinking, you know, what better way to make sure it's ready to go than maybe to drag it here into the studio so that your morning show guy can butt test it, you know, just to give
we have it kind of boxed in there, so I don't know if we can get it out.
It might increase the value of it, is what I'm saying. But, you know, that's just how I think, and nobody's a reasonable...
I assure you, on the day of the auction, Kevin Potter will sit in it and he will tell you how it is. That he'll sit there and watch the auction in that chair, probably. So
have you been here for all seven of these auctions?
No. This is I'm rolling into my fifth year here at the radio station. So
it's just a little bit better every year?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get a lot of really good stuff. This year, I'm super excited about a couple of things. My husband and I, my son and my daughter-in-law gifted my husband a electric smoker for Father's Day a year or two ago. And it is absolutely fabulous. Mm-hmm. And we have one of those up for bid.
Really?
And I will tell you, it is absolutely fabulous.
An electric smoker.
Yeah.
It sort of takes away a lot of the muss and fuss
your meats. Yeah, you don't have to stay up all night long, making sure your temperature's up. And
unless you want to.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, you could, but you don't have to.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. Now I know there's a lot of people saying, "Oh, that's against the rules."
That ain't how Grandma did it.
That's right. I'm telling you, it is wonderful. You can put it in there. You don't have to babysit it all day. Like we had put dinner in there and went out and did some yard work, and dinner was done, and we didn't have to worry about it. But we have a lot of really good stuff this year. We have a lot of new businesses with us this year. I'm gonna go through the website here, and we have a link to the auction website through kggfradio.com. Mm-hmm. There's that scroll bar at the top. You can click that, or you can go into the community tab, and it's under there.
Scroll down to the auction tab,
There's one of those, the floating ads that change. There's one of those on there as well. So
we're providing many different ways for you to access this information.
That's right. Mm. So jump on board and come see us. It's Saturday, June 11th at the Coffeyville Rec Center. The doors open at 8 o'clock. And the auction will start at 9 with John Nichols from Maple Street Meat Market. And Nichols Hitchin Post, and we love to have him. He provides a lot of entertainment in himself. He's super funny, and we have a really great time. So come out and look at the items that we have at 8 o'clock, and then the auction starts at 9. Get your free numbers.
Now, what do we mean by numbers?
So when you have an auction, you have either a paddle or a sign or something. We have little number cards.
Right.
And you hold that number up, and that's what you bid with.
Okay.
Now, the unique thing about our auction is once we hit 80% of that price, of the retail price, that stops. The auction stops. You win.
Mm-hmm.
But another feature that we have, on the back of your card, you can write max. And if you see something that you want so bad, like
the smoker, for instance.
Like the smoker, for instance, or the WSU chair that we have that from North Star Metalworks that is fantastic.
Right.
If you see then you just really want that and you're willing to pay that 80% of that price, then you're going to hold that max card up and then it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get it fast because the first one, first come, you know how that goes.
And so I suppose it's the judge's opinion then as to, it's like three people raise their paddles at the same time saying max, it'll be the...
It'll be the auctioneer that has the final say in who he saw first.
Right, okay.
So you want to make a production out of it.
Yeah, you really want to draw attention to yourself.
That's right, that's right. So I'm going to run through this on our website. It'll tell you where it came from and the item, and then you can actually click on that picture and make it a larger if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And learn a little bit more about it. So Brown Shoe Fit here in Coffeyville has a nice leather bag, and it also has gift certificates for us. Cask and Grove out of Independence, they are a new business on Penn Avenue, and they have balsamic vinegars and olive oils and different kind of dipping sauces and salts, and he has truffles, and he has all kinds of fun stuff. So he's got six different baskets up for bid.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you can click on those and kind of investigate them a little bit. The Coffeyville Feed and Farm. Now, they have a electric pressure washer, which is super awesome.
Right.
But we also have the mini chainsaw. And they had a bunch of these. They had like, I don't know how many of those that they had at the farm show a few years ago. And they sold out. Everybody loves these little mini chainsaws. Like, I've used them. I think they're fantastic. For people like me that are a little bit small and
a little bit on the height deficient side.
Intimidated by a chainsaw.
Yeah.
You know, these handle a little bit more than like the loppers will.
Right.
And you can do small trees. These things are amazing. Like, I used this a ton and I had a ton of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very coveted, and we actually have one. So if you've been looking for one and you haven't found one, come get it at the auction. The Coffeyville Historical Society, we have a lot of fun things from there. We have this cute little pony, little stuffed animal, and we have some different revolver. We have a vase and a candle holder, and then we have a little child's packet that has some toys and some color books in it. And we have some fun books from there as well, telling about the Coffeyville history.
Mm-hmm.
We have some gift certificates and a nice hat from Hillcrest Golf Course. From Jensen Tractor down in Bartlesville, we have some pruners, we have an Echo weed trimmer, and some toys for the kids, a nice little Ertl tractor, and a little pickup truck Hot Wheel kind of toy there that's super fun. Myrtle's Market in Caney, we have a very cute Americana chair. We have some toys, we have Myra bag. We have some wall hangs and some stuff for the babies. And we have this really cool chalkboard, frame chalkboard,
mm-hmm.
And a fun little blanket. North Star Metalworks, like I said earlier, we had that Wichita State Shockers bench.
Right.
And
I've seen
I
that
know
back there, yeah.
There's already a couple of people that have been buzzing about that.
They've got their eye on that already. Yeah.
Yes, because they've seen the pictures, they've seen the Facebook post, and they have said, hold on, nah, I want that.
This is going to look good in my front yard.
Yes. Yeah. So we also have a birdhouse and a couple other things from North Star Metalworks over in Caney. Now, Orchlands Farm and Home in Coffeyville, that's where we got the smoker, and we got this set of really cool chairs.
Right.
They're like the director chair, and they have this like side table. And this
saw the pictures
thing.
On Facebook, yeah.
Like, man, that is so cool.
Yeah, that rocks.
That is ready for the ballpark
for
sure. It's a baseball chair if I ever did see one.
Yep. It's got the cup holders in it, too, doesn't it?
Yes.
Can holders, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah. So, really cool. Porter's Drug Store in Neodache. We got a bunch of cool stuff from there. We got a KU chair, one of the bag chairs.
Right.
Some wind chimes that they're the wooden ones, so the bamboo, and they have that really deep.
Clunky, deep,
yeah,
not the tingly,
deep,
but
yeah.
It's like wood blocks.
Yes, and it sounds. It's really. Mm. I loved it.
Very tranquil. Yeah.
That's the exact word. Mm. Very good. We have a blood pressure monitor. We have a cap light. We have this really cute little cow painting. Mm. Oh, it's so cute. But we got a bunch of stuff from there. We got some Chief stuff, some Royal stuff, some K-State stuff, some birdhouses and whatnot. S&S Lumber and Metals. S&S Lumber over in Edna.
Mm-hmm.
We got a really cool Harley-Davidson pocket knife and a fire pit and a turkey fryer.
Right.
Couldn't get the word. Turkey fryer. And we got a couple other things from there as well. Check out the website and you'll find it. S&S Western Outfitters. We got some toys. We got some kitchen stuff. We got some really cool Montana Silversmith stuff. Handbags. Sandbaggers Golf and Turf. We got the lawnmower. It is a Hustler Dash with a 34-inch. It's the zero turn, and it is super cool.
Yeah.
And personally, my lawnmower is kind of broken in my front yard right now, so I'm like,
maybe Tina is going to bid on that. Yeah.
I should look at that.
Yeah.
My husband keeps saying, it's not dead yet. He's going to get it. But
I'm going to squeeze one more mowing out of it.
yep. maybe not. The Derrick up in Neodesha, we got some really cool items from there. We got a really neat industrial wall clock. Mm-hmm. It is wood and iron, and it is so cool. It caught my eye immediately when I walked in the store, and I think it will catch your eye when you walk into the auction. We also got a waterproof and tote, multi-purpose tote. We got some pepper spray, like a little bling pepper spray you can put on your purse. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the purse that you carry.
Right.
I'm sure you carry one.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
At
I'm secure in my manliness.
At Thompson Lumber over in South Coffeyville, we got a planer, a wood planer, some party lights, and this really cool little rotary saw that you can cut, like, if you need to cut a hole into a sheetrock and you don't want to use the skill saw that takes it, you know, it's like really small. It's kind of puts you in mind of a Dremel, but different.
Not quite. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Thompson Brothers, welding and industrial supply. We got the Pelican cooler again this year. That is a hot ticket item every year. And everybody that gets it loves it because it's one of those keeps it cool kind of technology deals. Visit Coffeyville, the Chamber. We got a lot of fun stuff from them. We got t-shirts. We got some throw blankets. We got some mugs and some of that fun little icy candy.
Right.
And we got the new icy t-shirts that will be making their debut at the auction. So, and some cutting boards and things like that. We got lots of gift certificates from places over in Branson, Eureka Springs, Oklahoma City. Maybe a couple from Kansas City. I know we do have the Kansas City Zoo, and it's super fun. The Kansas City Zoo is great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we've got the Passion Play over in Eureka Springs as well as some of the ones here in town, like the Hillcrest Golf Course we have from there, Rocky Hill Auto Salvage, Roman Chevy Buick are giving away, not giving away, but putting up for bid, tires, a set of tires up to a certain dollar amount. We'll have to look at it to give you the exact amount.
Right.
The Piedmont Fireworks are back this year, and I went over there last year, mm-hmm. and the prices on the fireworks are amazing.
Right.
It's totally worth the drive over mm-hmm. to get the deals. Totally. And, you know, we just have lots of fun stuff. Quality Motors. Yeah. So come out.
Is it
join the party.
Is it too late for any business that wants to get involved?
Absolutely not. Nope. We've still got 2 weeks. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have a sales representative that contacts you that you want to be a part of this, then give us a call here at the station.
We'll send you one.
We will send one your way.
Yeah,
for
no
sure.
charge. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no extra charge for sending them your way. But, you know, this is a big event. A lot of people come out for it. There's usually a lot going on that day, which is awesome because you can start your day with us and then go do
fan
other fun
out
things.
To the rest
and,
of the community, right.
Yeah, just, you know, have a great day doing a lot of stuff. And, so.
And we'll put in our order now for good weather for that day.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my hope. And, you know, even if not, we're inside. Mm-hmm. And we do have people there that will help you unload and unload whatever items you need to take home. And I think there's going to be a cow again this year from the South Coffeyville Stockyards is
what
that.
I
hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to plan on getting that guy, make sure you make arrangements for that.
Well, I know Brian will be happy to help, you know, haul any heavy stuff. Oh, yeah. You hear him? He's standing by now. He's ready.
Well, you know, we do have a nice crew that mm-hmm. will help you in and out with your things and whatnot. So don't be afraid of that. And we just have a great time.
Yeah. Come on out. Check out all the items on our website, on our Facebook page, and then be there for the big auction on Saturday the 11th.
Yep.
Doors open at 8. Come on in. It's at the Walter Johnson
Center.
Yeah, that's right. The Rec Center at Coffeyville Park. Come on, check it out. You got nothing else going on that day, right? You know, start the day with us.
That's
and
right.
The It'll thing I fun. Like best about this is nobody's going to spend more than 80 cents on the dollar.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like that 80%, we shut it down. Like
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have to back John up because he gets a little excited.
John will
we
do that.
We have to say, whoa, that's it.
All right, John.
So,
all right, Tina, thanks for coming in and sharing that info with us. We'll have you in here one more time before the auction just to give us a final update and get us all like raring to go for the 7th annual KGGF, KUSN, KQQF radio auction And again, check out our website, kggfradio.com, for more information.